In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, in the collect for today we pray. Deus, qui culpa offenderis penitentia placaris. O God, who art offended by sin, and appeased by penance, mercifully regard the prayers of thy people, making supplication to thee, and turn away the scourges of thy wrath, which we deserve for our sins. This prayer may sound strange for modern ears, because it brings before us many concepts which have been forgotten or put aside in the past 60 years. No surprise then that this prayer is no longer present in the new liturgy. The prayer makes clear, very clear, that sin is not only an offense against my neighbor. Sin is not only an offense against myself, but sin is above all an offense to God. We know that a single mortal sin, unrepented, is enough to send our souls to hell for all eternity. Yet, hell is not the only reason why we should avoid sin. The main reason we should avoid sin is that sin is an offense to the infinite majesty, wisdom, and goodness of God. So God is the one who is primarily offended by our sins. And in his divine justice, God requires reparation, penance from us. Deus qui culpa offenderis penitentia placaris. Sin offends God, but penance appeases him. In society, when we commit a crime, we deserve punishment. We have to pay for it. In the same way, we have to do penance for our sins. But isn't going to confession good enough? Good question. The answer is that we need to understand that besides going to confession, we also needed to do works of reparation, works of penance. And it is especially true concerning grave sins that we may have committed. Because when we commit a grave sin, there are two consequences. One is called the guilt. The other one is called the punishment. The guilt is removed in the sacrament of confession by the absolution of the priest when someone is duly sorry for his sins. So the guilt is this separation from God that is removed by the absolution of the priest. However, there is also the punishment deserved by our sins. And this punishment deserved for our sins remain, at least in part, even after confession. The penance that the priest gives us is supposed to be a work of reparation in proportion with the gravity of the sins we confessed. But nowadays, we all know the priests don't impose very hard penances. What makes even more urgent that we perform more works of penance in our daily lives in order to pay for our debts, for the punishments deserved for our sins. Indulgences are also good means to help us in this regard. So we needed to confess our sins with true contrition and a firm resolution not to commit any grave sin ever again. This is necessary for the validity of the sacrament on the part of the penitent. But we also needed to realize the necessity to do penance for the sins we have committed in our lives. And the consequence of this truth is that as our sins make us deserve punishment, in the same way penance turns away these punishments from us. That's what the prayer says. And we see that in the example of the Ninevites, in the book of the prophet Jonah, God sent his prophet to say that the evil works of Nineveh were going to be punished. The city was going to be destroyed unless the people would convert and do works of penance. And in fact, the entire city did penance, even the animals. And God saw their works, says the scripture. God saw their works, that they were turned from their evil way. And God had mercy with regard to the punishment which he had said he would do to them. And he did it not. So this is also true for each one of us. And that's why Our Lady in her apparitions always says, do penance. Because by our words of reparation, we can turn away the chastisements that we have deserved by our sins. Even though our entire life has to be a life of penance, yet Lent is here as a special time for us to do penance and make reparation for our sins and the sins of the whole world, so God may turn away his wrath from us. So let the words of the collect be written in your heart. Deus qui culpa offenderis, penitentia placaris. So we don't forget the obligation we have to do penance for our sins. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.